Woohoo!
What a time to be alive, let me tell you, man. It's happening. It is a happening. Our God is a happener. Thank you, Jesus. Would you grab your swords, please, and turn to a page in the Bible? When you get there, let me know. Revelation 5, verse 1. And I saw on the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?" And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, or known as the tribe of worship or the tribe of praise." Hallelujah. "The root of David has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of the incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And you have made us what? Kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever." Then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. Only the Lamb of God, the Christ of God, in which the scroll was dictated by him. He dictated the whole scroll. And paid the price of sacrifice, qualified him to open the seals and to declare each scroll associated with each seal. He is the Lion of the tribe of praise, or what we call the tribe of Judah. Seals are judgments as the kings, as we are kings and priests, we interpret the scrolls of judgment. We are interpreters of the scrolls of judgment. Each seal has many fulfillments, not just one. He is the only one that can break the seal. No one else. Amen. And we are in a time right now where we know that seals have been broken, but not all the parts of each seal has been fulfilled. In fact, it's most likely that the first three seals have been broken, but not all the seals are being fulfilled. Again, one seal has multiple fulfillments. Does everybody understand that? And what is the Lord's seal? The Lord's seal is something that he places his anointing, his blessing, his promise, and his protection on. His what? His anointing, his blessing, his promise, and his protection. And no one can break that seal. They can walk away from that seal. They can exchange that seal. But no one can break that seal as long as they're walking according to the will of the Lord. Everything is in cooperation. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 11, this is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, and he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive with words to no profit or to the ruin of hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babbling, for they will increase more ungodliness. And their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen. The Lord knows. We are sealed by the Lord. Why? Because we are his. The Lord's seals. What he seals, he protects. Now, this is something to just look at in another perspective. The true reality of the Lord is sealed. The false reality is not. When you apply, now there's something that's connected to the sealing of the Lord also, his blood. That's why when you apply the blood of Christ on your home, the Lord seals it. Amen? They didn't fully understand the sealing in the Old Testament. But they understood the application of the blood because God showed it to them when they left Egypt. So that was a shadow of things to come because the blood would be connected to the seal of God. Amen? So again, when you apply the blood of Jesus, you're actually going to ask the Lord to seal something, to protect it, to anoint it. That's why we pray, we ask the Lord, we decree the blood of Jesus over our vehicles when we drive and so forth. Every day, I don't take off without applying the blood. Every time I stop, I get out, I do it again. We slap the dashboard with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 9, we'll start at verse 1. Then he called out in my hearing with a loud voice, saying, let those who have charge over the city draw near, each with a deadly weapon in his hand. And suddenly six men came from the direction of the upper gate, which faces the north, each with his battle axe in his hand. One man among them was clothed with linen and had a writer's inkhorn at his side. So we know that these were not men, they were angels. They went in and stood beside the bronze altar. Now the glory of the Lord of Israel came down, or had gone up from the cherub where it had been, to the threshold of the temple. And he called to the man clothed with linen who had the writer's inkhorn at his side. And the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of men who sigh and cry over all the abominations that are done within. So what was he telling them? seal them. Seal them. Why, he was getting ready to do something, wasn't he? Seal them. What was he saying? Seal those who cried out, who mourned. They mourned for those who didn't know the truth, who were taking deception and refused to accept the truth. They mourned for them. And God said, go seal those mourners. Verse 5. To the others, he said in my hearing, go after them, after him, through the city and kill. Do not let your eyes spare, nor have any pity. Utterly slay old and young men, maidens, and little children and women. But do not come near anyone whom is the mark. And begin at my sanctuary. So they began with the elders who were before the temple. Then he said to them, defile the temple and fill the courts with the slain. Go out. And they went out and killed in the city. So it was that while they were killing them, I was left alone. And I fell on my face and cried out, saying, ah, Lord God, will you destroy all the remnant of Israel in pouring out your fury on Jerusalem? Then he said to me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great, and the land is full of bloodshed, and its city full of perversity. For they say the Lord has forsaken the land, and the Lord does not see. And as for me also, my eye will neither spare, nor will I have pity, but I will recompense their own deeds on their own heads. Just then the man clothed with linen, who had the inkhorn at his side, reported back and said, I have done as you commanded me. Now you got to think about this. These were people that God rescued, and they turned their backs on him. God was bringing wrath. That was more than just judgment. That was wrath. He marked the ones that the wrath was not going to come upon, as he is marking us now. Marked or sealed by the Lord for protection on those who see and hear and grieve for righteousness because of the people that have fallen into deception. And Daniel 12. That's why we intercede. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. There shall be a time of trouble, such as never was seen. There was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who's found written in the book. So everyone that's found written in the book, are they sealed? Yes. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Are we at the end time? That's why this is the seal of Daniel. This mystery has been broke and released. And we understand the mystery. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this river bank and another on the other river bank. And one said to the man clothed in the linen, who was above the waters of the rivers, how shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and half time. And when the power of the holy people have been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Wow. But the wise shall... See, so you and I are going to... We are receiving more and more understanding now. There's more and more things being revealed that we are able to interpret because God is releasing the interpretation to us. He's putting many people, you know, in podcasts and broadcasts and stuff like that. Why? Because they're getting the interpretations. They are revealing the truth. You don't hear the news media speak of the truth. Hello. You don't hear the news media speak about all the billions of dollars that are coming in daily because of these trade agreements. You won't hear them speak about all of this. You won't hear them speak about the corruption that's in the political parties or in corporations because most of the media is corrupt. Again, we are in a time where corruption is being exposed and being removed. And there is a great battle to prevent that from happening. Amen? A great battle. But God is, his seal is on everything he sends out, everything he decrees. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, please. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, and having made known to us the mystery of his will. Why? Because we've been granted interpretation. According to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were what? Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. We've been stamped by God Almighty. First class. Hallelujah. Next heir. We're stamped. He can send us anywhere at any time. Sealed, protected, and anointed. Woohoo! Jude chapter 1. And we ain't no UPS. Jude chapter 1 and verse 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning your common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into a lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, after destroyed those who do not believe, and the angels who did not keep their proper dominion, but left their own abode, he reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, in similar manner to those having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering and vengeance of eternal life, or eternal fire, sorry. Hallelujah. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone in a way of Cain, have run greedily in error of Balaam, for profit and perish in a rebellion of Korah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. They were marked for corruption. These people were marked for corruption. They went in the way of Cain. So go to Genesis chapter 4 so we can explain Cain. In verse 9. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where's Abel, your brother?" And he said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Ooh. Like God didn't know where, what happened? He was testing him, wasn't he? And he said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and vagabond you shall be on the earth." That's a heavy curse. That means he's going to have to beg for food because he can't grow his own. And Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face." In other words, he was driven out from the presence of God also. "I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth, and it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me." And the Lord said to him, "Therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold." And the Lord set a mark on Cain, just like it was talked about these men of corruption. They were marked, lest anyone finding him should kill him. But he was already marked as corruption. Does everybody understand that? And he couldn't bear, he had to hire people to get him food. He couldn't grow his own, because everything he touched was cursed. Does everybody get it? He was marked or sealed as one removed from God's presence from the land of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. "Therefore, putting away lying, let each of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who is in need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of what? Redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Sealed for what? Redemption. The day of redemption, redeemed. Psalm 37 and verse 34. "Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it." Are we seeing it now? Yeah. "I have seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Amen, Papa. Come on. It's only lightning. Verse 37. "Mark the blameless man." Thank God you're sealed. You ain't got to worry about lightning. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. And I'll close at Revelation 13, verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which were granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. This AI, robot, computers, things of that degree. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be what? Killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand and on their forehead. That is a mark of the beast. It's a seal from the beast. See, many people don't know this, and many people will accept the seal so they can eat. And that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his name is, and his number is what? 666, which all represents man. It's everything to do with man. Again, the Lord seals. Thank God you're sealed. But you got to remind the devil of that when he attacks you. I am sealed by the Lord. That's why you apply the blood of Jesus. You remind God that the blood has sealed you. Amen? God is always wanting us to remind him because he wants to make sure that we know the truth. So when the enemy attacks you, when you say it, you know it. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your seal that you've placed upon us. We thank you for the seal upon all of our homes and possessions, our children and those we pray for, Lord. We thank you for each and every one of us. And we ask that you continue to bring us to that place, to the true reality that's sealed by you, so we are not deceived by any false reality, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.